This is Jim Sperry. It's February 27th, 2012 at Forward Operating Base Edinburgh, known as Eddie. I'm with a gentleman from the New Mexico National Guard, a medic. Sir, please tell me your name.
It's Cliff Augie.
Can I call you Cliff?
Absolutely, please.
Cliff, I need to ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 49.
So, you're not the youngest one of the guys out here right now.
In fact, I think I'm the oldest.
Tell me a little bit about what your job title is. Tell me a little history of what your background is and how you're a medic here right now.
I'll try. I'm an RN on the outside. I'm a flight nurse in the civilian world. And I had a little bit of military experience when I was younger. And kind of translated that over to become a flight medic here with the Dust Off unit.
Now, we were talking previously in some conversation years ago, back in the early 80s, you joined as a young man and did 4 or 6 years with the Army.
It was 4 years with the 82nd, yeah.
And then there was a 20-plus year break in service, and then you joined up again with the National Guard in 2006, correct?
Correct.
And I want you to tell us why it is that you joined up after all that time.
Dead Americans on American soil.
You're referring to the events of 2001, 9/11, right?
Correct, sir. I saw that firsthand, and it just left a lasting impression on me, and I guess really the only thing I've ever been any count of is being a soldier and taking care of sick and injured people. So I thought maybe we could do something over here, and we hadn't been hit in 10 years, so we must be doing something right.
Now, your whole professional career has been revolved around taking care of patients. You're a flight nurse in the civilian world. Did all of that prepare you for what your one-year deployment here has shown you?
It's been a huge asset, yeah. The experience that I've had, you know, I was fortunate to have brought with over here, it's been a huge asset to me as far as my comfort level, I guess you could say, for lack of a better term. But what really amazes me is that some of these old boys are straight out of medic school. They had no prior health care history to their credit before doing this, and they do it just as good as I do.
You've watched them perform as well as you. That must be an interesting shock, so to speak, to when game's on, they're doing their job.
Very much so. Very proud of every one of them.
What you joined for, that you've conveyed back in 2006, are based on the events that happened, that you saw your nation go through at 9/11. Doing this mission here, picking up injured Marines, has that satisfied that need to do your part?
There's nothing satisfying about it, but I know what you're saying.
Did you get what you were looking for to come do your part?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these guys out here doing this stuff day in, day out, knowing what they know and knowing what they face every time they go outside the wire. Somebody needs to back them up. And I think they're keeping these people on the ropes over here so that our people back in the States don't have to worry about it. And it's kind of a simplistic way of looking at it, but I'm kind of a simplistic kind of guy, I guess. But if I can support that and help these guys out, and it's like I've told people, if you know, I explained to my wife, you know, if if my being there, because it's been hard. It's hard on families. The families are the ones that are they're the ones that shoulder the load. You know, once we get over here, our lives they're not easy, but it's not terribly difficult to just do your job and go to work every day. You know, the families are the ones that have to pick up the slack. But you know, I explained to my wife before I left, you know, if this year that we're going to be separated, that, you know, sacrifice or whatever word you want to use for it, if my being here means that one of these guys, most of these guys are younger than my children, you know, I've got children the same ages, but if my being here means that just one of these guys gets to go home to his family, to his wife, to his kids, to his parents, or go back to a Navy hospital and get himself rehabilitated and get back out here and get back on the guns. If I can do that for just one of these guys, then it will have been worth it to me.
Well, word is you guys have done that for a lot more than one, and it's kind of a daily routine when the game's on that you're saving the lives of not just fellow Marines or fellow soldiers or Marines. You're also helping out a lot of the local nationals as well. Everybody's a patient?
I'm sorry?
Everybody is a patient?
Unequivocally, yep. That's just something that was drilled into my head when I was in nursing school, was that you treat every patient the same. If he's the local wino or he's the mayor, you treat him the same. And I worked as a prison nurse for a while, and that was hard. That was very hard, you know. But, we try to, I guess, in retrospect, my experience from the nursing world, anyhow, you know, has made that transition a little easier, you know, as far as, you know, we'll pick up POWs and, you know, guys have just clearly not done the right thing out here to their own kids and that sort of thing. And, you know, you just turn your emotions off, turn your head off, do your job. And it's hard. You know, we're human, but it's doable.
How much time of your deployment have you spent here at Eddy? Approximately.
I'd have to count it up. Four and a half months, I think.
So in 4.5 months, 4 months plus, you've seen plenty.
Plenty for me. Yeah, yeah, it's, yeah.
The things that you've seen and the things that have become part of your being and the things that you, the experiences you'll take home with you, how will you implement that into your life back home, into your working back home? What's the one thing you will take with you from this experience that you won't forget?
Well, I've known a lot of Marines. I've got family and cousins and that sort of thing that joined the Marine Corps. I've always had a lot of respect for the Marine Corps, but put it this way, I always thought I had a lot of respect for the Marine Corps until I actually worked around them. That'll be with me forever. As far as the professional side and the healthcare side, I have to be perfectly honest with you. I don't really think it's going to change a whole lot as far as what I do for a living. You know, this is just another duty assignment, and you know, the emotional aspect of it, of course, is a lot different. But as far as the skills and the hands-on and the work involved, you know, it's not anything I'm not really used to, I guess.
I'm
not sure if I answered your question correctly.
No, yeah. There is no correct or incorrect. I understand. Yeah. Good answer.
Was that what you was looking for?
I want to touch on something that I know you're quite humble about, but your coworkers, your peers, nominated you for a prestigious award, and turns out you actually got it. and it was NCO of the year nationwide. How does that make you feel as a co-worker of your peers and your job in general?
I really don't have the vocabulary to express it. You know, like I told you before, my prior military history, I was very fortunate to have served and trained with, you know, some of the best. I served with the 82nd, I served with SF. I've been trained by British commandos and Navy SEALs. This outfit here is the most elite group of people I've ever served with, and for that group to see fit to put me in this position is just humbling beyond words. It's hard to explain. I think of these guys like family, and I guess they think of me the same way.
We know that you all are basically in the fourth quarter, and soon you guys will be heading home after a year long worth of deployment. What's the first thing you want to do when you get home?
Hug my wife and kids. Then I'm going to drink two beers. I'm going to drink one really, really fast, and then I'm going to drink another really slow.
Okay, that's the best answer I've heard on that question yet. Very good. I want to close with this question to you. If there's anything you want to convey to the listeners that most of them will be in New Mexico, but some of them will be from other places, your comments about your service here with the New Mexico National Guard in Afghanistan in 2011-2012.
Finest bunch of people I ever served with. And I've served with some fine ones, but this is hands down the finest group I've ever had the honor and privilege to serve with. Again, to the families, you know, I say this, and it's just my opinion, but I fall back, I think I alluded to it earlier. We haven't been hit on our own homeland in 10 years. And the sacrifices and the ultimate sacrifices. These guys that are maimed for life and forever changed. Families that are torn apart. Don't let anybody fool you into thinking it's been for nothing. And that's just my opinion.
Clifford, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate you taking time out to speak with us, and I look forward to flying with you here and the rest of my time here.
And you as well, sir. It's good to have you with us.
This is Jim Sperry. It's February 27th, 2012 at Forward Operating Base Edinburgh, known as Eddie.